Hello and welcome to our very first bonus episode. I'm so excited to bring you this episode about a little man you can find in Disneyland. Before we get started, I want to dedicate this episode to my Aunt Laura for coming up with this topic for me. Let's get started. I am joined here by two people, both my cousins, Kale and Devin. Woo. Devin is new on this podcast, so we're going to let him introduce himself. We will save the story for the end. But he's going to tell us what his favorite attraction is.
Yeah, my favorite attraction at Disneyland. It's got to be Space Mountain. Very fun ride. I recommend everyone. Even though the line might be a little long sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways.
And wait. Before, I just have to say this about Space Mountain. They actually have a helicopter pad in the line. Has it ever been used? Do you know that?
They do?
I did not know that. Okay, trivia for the day.
They do. You can see it kind of when you're going on that big flat spot of all the light where you just walk up and then there's the big flat area.
Oh, yeah.
There's a helicopter pad.
Oh, I didn't know it was that.
So this story, it all started with this book to help promote Disneyland. Disneyland had already had an agreement with the Little Golden Books, like they still do now. Disney used this contract to help promote movies like Cinderella and Alice in Wonderland. Sorry. naturally, not Wonderland. Wonderland. Sorry. Naturally, Disney used this to help promote the parks. That is when they made three books. The most popular being, as we said, The Little Man of Disneyland.
This book starts out in the Little Orange Grove in Anaheim, where a little leprechaun lives. This place where he lives is so peaceful till three people come: Mickey, Donald, and Goofy. The leprechaun gets a little gruff with them by asking, "What are you doing here?" They then tell them all about their plans to make this huge park located in this orange grove, and he tells them that this is a fantasy that will never happen, and here he is.
Here he is.
Anyway. It's a fictional creature telling everyone that this theme park is a greater fantasy. This relates to how people thought that Walt Disney was going bonkers and that this is a big fantasy.
Yeah, that's really true. So, we're reading off of a script. I'm so sorry.
I've been out of school a little too long.
I'm so sorry, we can't memorize this stuff, so you're just gonna have to deal with it. That is very true. Walt Disney, even people from his own studio thought that this was, like, not a good idea. Walt Disney spent so much money and time into this project that they thought he was gonna fail and lose all that money. But it succeeded, and now we've got, like, six Disney parks around the world, so I call that a win. Anyways, that is, so after he calls them basically bonkers in the story, the leprechaun, they start to show the leprechaun the plans for the park. They have a blueprint of the castle and where things will be located. That is when they take him on a helicopter tour around the Orange Grove and show him where things are going to be located. After that, they take him down and talk to him. He says that he believes that this park will actually happen and he will give them the land to make it come true. The only thing is that he's still going to live there. So they tell him to pick a spot in the park for his house, and he chooses a little place nestled in Disneyland and Adventureland. So I think this is actually kind of cool. Like, here they are, like, making this fictional book about a leprechaun located. It's a leprechaun, and he's located in Anaheim. Literally, you probably would think he'd be in, I was about to say Switzerland. But, no, he is Ireland. There, I got it. Anyways.
Same thing.
And this is before Lucky Charms. So, like, Lucky Charms, like, was just created after this. Patrick Magora is actually his name. Fun fact. Anyways.
So, it's located in Adventureland. The house for this mystical creature wasn't built until a while after the opening of the parks. The only reason that they even thought about
building it.
About building it.
Sorry. My grammar is bad.
Was because of the fact that everyone would ask where the little man of Disneyland's house was. And so they decided to put one in...
Adventureland.
In Adventureland. Sorry. Okay. In Adventureland.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm just like... Anyways.
Oh. You can find this little house within the walls of Adventureland at the base of a tree near the entrance of Indiana Jones and the Temple of the Forbidden Eye. You can find a door with a window and a little chimney. Hmm.
Have you never seen it?
I haven't.
Oh, I haven't either.
Out for it.
I literally only...
Because, no, listen, this is the reason. Because everybody's so excited to go on Indiana Jones because it's such a great ride.
Actually,
but they don't pay attention.
It's a super underrated ride.
To the entrance of it because they're all so excited to get
Yeah,
on.
But like, they
but
can
true
see
Disney
what...
fans.
Yeah,
I mean, but what if they didn't know it was there?
I literally didn't even know this was here until I listened to this podcast. It's not this podcast. It's actually my favorite podcast. I know this is not my favorite podcast, even though it's mine. It's called The Backside of Water. Great podcast. Go listen to it. Anyways, I didn't learn about it until when I listened to that podcast. They were talking about it. And it's kind of cool, like, just this little, like, hidden gem that you can find in the park. Like, it's not,
like Hidden Mickey's.
It's not, like, huge. Like, it's not, like, something you'd notice easily. You kind of have to know that it's there and stuff. What are you laughing about?
Just you.
I wasn't laughing until now.
But, I actually didn't even listen to anything. I just, you know, noticed it when we were walking out. We were kind of just sitting there, and I was sitting down. And I look over, I'm like, what in the name? there's a little house here. So that's how I discovered it, which
yeah.
is kind of actually cool for me because then I, you know, I didn't know it was there already. So it was kind of cool to, you know, find a hidden
Well, story. There's just so many hidden gems around the Disney parks. If you just look, do you know any, Devin?
No. I've seen some hidden Mickeys before, and that's pretty cool. But I feel like everyone's seen those.
Well, not everyone sees all the hidden Mickeys you see.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm pretty just excited to go on rides, so I don't know.
yeah. Anyways, this story has another story, just a little similar to it, but with a tree called the Dominguez Palm. The Dominguez family owned part of the land on which Disneyland is now located. They said exactly the same thing as Patrick McGoore, a.k.a. the Leprechaun. You can build... They said this, you can build this as long as you have this one thing for me. In this case, it was a palm tree instead of a house that is really tall. So, of course, they had to keep it. But they decided to move it over to Adventureland, which it actually, I think, is it's by Indiana Jones, too. And that is where it stands today, which it's like the same exact story, but and they're both located in like around the same area. But this one is probably more true than the Leprechaun is. But I think it's cool that they kind of Disney decided to kind of make this for people to go find. Like they're gonna if you think about it, like Disney just is so smart, right?
Yeah, for sure. One time I read an autobiography in the. I remember that Walt, like, did this from when, like, he was a kid and, like, all his parents, like, doubted him or something. I don't know. I don't really remember. Oh, I don't know why I'm just thinking this now. I've never thought about it since I read it. It was, like, in third grade, so sorry.
It's okay. Fun fact for you who love Walt Disney, he actually brought an actual Mickey Mouse a mouse to school, like a pet mouse, and he called it, I think, Mortimer, which was the original name of the Mickey Mouse, but Lillian decided she did not like that, so Walt came up with Mickey, which, in my opinion, Mortimer Mouse, which he later created, sucks, and... Yeah, I'm gonna be biased.
I thought
he created
Mortimer.
Oswald first. Like Oswald.
Well, yeah, but like
Mortimer is like rude to Mickey.
Yeah, and he's like loves Minnie and stuff, and then like takes Minnie and
if you've ever
like,
seen the short
Mickey's
or
oh,
like
yeah,
the old
the
animation. No, not the, like, newer shorts.
I know.
The older, yeah, like, you know, old-fashioned kind of Mortimer, you know.
He's a jerk.
He is very rude.
I mean, I don't...
And he tries to show off, and if, at the end, you actually find out that he's a big pussy, and he only thinks he's super confident when he's safe, but then he gets chased down by a bull because he was too confident in himself that he got in danger, and he did get away.
Yeah,
but... He's just,
He's also a character you can get in the Disney edition of Crossy Road. I happen to know that for some reason.
Do you have Crossy Road?
Yeah, I used to, the Disney edition, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually kind of...
You can get Mortimer and, yeah.
Well, Mortimer's just a big jerk, and he's, like, not... Like, I don't speak ill of any Disney characters, but, like, we're gonna, like, all sound like we're, like... You guys are going to be thinking, like, you're crazy. Like, why worry about even speaking ill of any Disney characters? They're fictional. And I'm over here saying Mortimer sucks. But I hate him. He just, it's so bad. Like,
right. Who was the first character that Walt Disney created?
Oswald.
Oswald.
Oswald the Lucky Rabbit.
I couldn't think of his name. Yeah. But he, oh, man. A lot of people actually don't know about Oswald.
Oswald was actually stolen from Walt Disney.
So epic, Mickey. It's a good game.
That is a good game. I just can't get past this one part.
What happened?
It's the part with that he's on the mountain and there's a goat and you have to pass the goat.
Oh, have you done the second one where you're like trapped in the like little village of houses? I remember just this one mission that I can just never get past. I don't know.
Did you get past it eventually?
Yeah, it's like collecting, like, it's Oswald's wife, I forgot her name, but you have to collect all their kids, and it's really just difficult.
That's weird. That's my dog barking. Woo! You can hear him outside. But, yeah. So this probably isn't going to be the longest episode. After all, it's a bonus episode. Try and make it to 15 minutes, which we're at 12, so I say we're doing good. Okay, let's talk about some stories.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
I was thinking about that. It's a short story because, I don't know, it's a short memory. My memory kind of sucks, but we're going on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, and my brother, Tyson, actually, he tried to switch me spots so we wouldn't get wet, and I remember him just, like, getting so splashed, like, he got so... Really funny.
Wait, so he couldn't get wet, or you?
He tried to switch me spots so he wouldn't get wet.
And he got wet.
Yeah.
That's what you get. Was he in the front?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I think so.
Remember that one time when we all went to Disneyland? That was so
that was really
fun.
And if you don't forget, if you've listened to the Disney During Quarantine episode, my favorite ride is actually Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is a good one.
And I did tell a story about that one, so if you want to hear my story, I sadly didn't laugh as hard as Devin, which I would have liked to, but...
I remember what... I might have shared this, so sorry if I'm sharing it again. But it's a new crowd, hopefully. There's probably new people, hopefully, listening to this, but I'm talking to Kale and Devin over here. So we were at Disneyland, it was me and my family, and we were on Splash Mountain, and I was in the front, and I decided to duck. So the person on the Kale is over here just messing around with my chair.
I like messing around with stuff. Last time I messed around at the table. I'm sorry, guys.
Anyways, so... Gosh. Anyways, so... Can you not place my chair? Anyways, so I decided to duck. And so my mom got soaked. Well, it was on the big hill, so I didn't get soaked as much as my mom. She wasn't expecting me to duck. So she got soaked. It was pretty funny.
Did you get a good after picture?
What?
You know, like the picture they take?
Yeah, I did the picture and then I ducked. So, it was fun.
One time I did, like, praying like this. That's a picture. And it looked really bad.
It was so funny. Kids, I was watching this YouTube video of people who were going on Expedition Everest in Animal Kingdom in Florida. You should go there. It's actually gotten really amazing and really cool. They actually made this chessboard. They glued all the pieces on, and they had a handle underneath so that they could hold it. And for their picture, you know, they had the partner sitting next to them, and it looked like they were playing a game of chess while riding the ride. So I just thought that was pretty clever and pretty funny.
Yeah, there's some clever things. There's also some naughty things, which we won't get into, that people can do with pictures. So, anyways, after that little excursion,
we were talking about Patrick Magora, and we kind of got off the path, but now we're getting back on.
And then we might get back off the path.
Yeah, maybe. So that is the story of the Little Man of Disneyland. Before we end, make sure to go see it at night. You can maybe see a little light peeping out of the window.
And go check out Kale's podcast, Share a Little Happiness. Happiness can be anything. It can be even Disney. So if you like Disney, go over. Look at it. Check it out. Subscribe. And make sure to hit the review button and give us a liking on Instagram. We haven't been good at that because I'm not the one running it. And I just don't want to put too much stress on my cousin who is actually the one running it. So anyways.
Oh, and always remember to thank the Fennekins. Did I do that right?
It's Phoenicians.
Oh my gosh!
It's Phoenicians. That is so classic! Anyways, bye!